In the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, there's a famous medrash. Before we come to the Zirak sheets, the medrash comments on the psukim at the very beginning of the parsha. The Torah says, Kisisa es rosh b'nei yisrael l'pkudeihem. There's a census that's taken. So when the Gemara has a new Malka Yadua, that we don't count Klal Yisrael directly, but b'nasu ish kol fe nafsho l'Hashem b'kol oso. This way we avoid any issue of ayin hara and any potential chas v'sholom, negev, magefa, as Rashi comments from Sukkim in the Shmuel Beis. Then the Torah has the following expression in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ze yitnu kol over al ha'kudim. So what exactly was the item that was utilized for the purpose of the census? Matzis ha'shekel v'shekel ha'kodesh. So Rashi has a famous comment. He quotes from the Gemara, the Tanchuma as well. Hera lo kemin matbeir shalesh. So the language of ze yitnu is a very striking, unusual kind of language. So it's a medrash. The medrash says, b'loshen ze hushbalu, u'b'loshen ze hugdalu. Namely, this language is found over here, ze yitnu kol over al kudim. And then, in the context a bit later of the Chet HaEgel, the Torah also uses a similar lashon. The Klal Yisrael went into a panic, in panic mode. If you look at the psukim in the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis, Vayarom ki Moshesh Moshe Lorez from the Har Sinai Nashit, yet Vayikoelo Malarom, and they said Kuma Seilano Elohim Asheyachu Lufanenu Kizem Moshe Haish. That language of Kizem Moshe Haish parallels the language of Ze Yitnu Kolov Re'al Pkudim. So the Ramban and the Kuzari Kimad Rav Rishonim, unlike Rashi, Rashi understood the Chet HaEgel is referring to a violation of the three cardinal sins, namely Ge'arayish V'chazdam and Abedazar. Rashi based on Midrashim. But the Ramban understands that they wanted a visible presence of godly powers. And that's the lashon of Kizeh. Zeh, Ka'yadua Lachem, I'm not telling you any chidushim. Zeh Kelim Yadveu. So, Rasa Shiv Chalayam, Mashalor Yecheskot Babuzi. And there's a very popular practice today, become more popular over the last while, when people see Hagbah, results HaTorah Shasal Moshe, the pinky squad emerges. So that pinky squad actually is based on a Yalkum Yalmois. I actually went searching for this a fair number of years ago. I never saw any Golub Yisrael do it, but people do a lot of things. Those things that you could point to. And he also, Chazal, Tzadimor Menachis actually, with reference to the Matbea, Shalesh. Anyway, they wanted something they could actually, if you will, have a connection with, a physical kind of connection. And the tikkun for this was, again, this counting of the Matzah Shekel, the census, that you're not allowed to count gufim, you can't count physical bodies. And in order to have the Ashpah, the Shechinah, through our own Masik Tovim, that's how we bring down heavily Ashpah. So, B'loshin Zeh Hushbalu, U'B'loshin Zeh Hugdalu. That's the Loshin Medrash, a very well-known Medrash. Now, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. You look in the Meshech Chochma, so that's the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hashem told him, Yashe Kochacha Sheshibarta. It was given a big Shukah after breaking the Luchos. Because if they wouldn't get rid of this false notion, which the Rabbi writes in one of the Buchim, and many Rishonim talk about this, it's actually psukim all over Tanakh, especially Yom HaNavi, who rails against this idea that somehow Klal Yisrael always see in particular phenomena magical powers, powers of the Magi, as it's known in Lashon HaKodesh. That's a false notion. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the Luchos, because essentially, what's the distinction between the Luchos and the Ego? There's not much distinction. The Ibn Ezra really comments on this in the context of the Mishkan. The Mishkan had so many Kalim that seemingly were rather, I would say, unusual to say the least. And often these Kalim could easily be misguided. One could be misguided and see them as godly kinds of Kalim and as a symbol of godly powers. And the luchos can replace the egel. Again, when we're not exactly into physical, corporeal kind of elements. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos to show them that you have to even kind the luchos. Otherwise, there's no inherent charisma in the luchos. There's no inherent power in the luchos, as there is no inherent power in the egel, and no inherent power in the Klei HaMishkan. The Klei HaMishkan only serve a function if Kasher Tzivu Hashem as Moshe. We carry out Tzivu Hashem. Otherwise, if it's not based on the Tzivu Hashem, then the Klei HaMishkan are no different than the egel. Exactly the same as the egel. The egel is based on something that was not a Tzivu Hashem. The Klei HaMishkan, as the Pesukim say at the end of the Kudei, Kasher Tzivu Hashem as Moshe, V'Hakol Kudei. And that is well known that the Gemara says that luchos v'shivu luchos menachem by Aaron, but don't substitute the luchos or the Beis Hamikdash or any of that for the ego, but rather carry out the Ratzon Hashem. It's interesting that in the Akdoma, take a look here, in a very, very well-known, famous Akdoma, the Pashas Kisisa, Ben Chai actually, Kedarka Bakredesh, he always has these beautiful Akdomas. And here he points out that the lifespan of a person misarchim or miskatzri lefi aschus v'inish, depending on a person's schusim. If a person has many schusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend his life. If chas v'shalom a person has fewer schusim or diminished number of schusim, then God forbid his life can be shortened. And he points out that all the nisim that Hashem has performed for us, whether it's those in Mitzrayim, Besemakos, Bekriyas Yamsum, Yerida Saman, Baslav, Chutzvah Samayim, and Atzur, that are obviously clearly Shinuyim, Miminhobe Shalom. That's not the way Hashem operates, but rather Hashem operates B'derach Nes Nisto. Yiras Hashem Tesiv Yomin. Person is Yerei Shamayim, so then that is going to give the person length of days. That's what he writes. Mishesh Ma Yiras Hashem B'doeg Alavonosa, Yarichu Yomav, Ines Nes Nisto. Ushnois Rishon Tikzor, another Pasuk says, as the Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud, Misha Tanugim Marchim Libu Shel Adam B'derech HaTeva, as Yom HaRosho HaMisadim V'Nimshach Acharei Tanug Yaguf Lo Yehilu Lo Tanuga. A person who decides to indulge in material pleasures and the likes of Rachman Litzan, the Neis Nister is Ki Tikzor Noshinosa. Basically, Arichus Yom Mishonim or Kitzor Yom Mishonim Chas V'Sholom is totally Lufi Aschus V'Aynish, and not totally on all these symbols that people tend to focus on and become infatuated with and enamored of. And that's exactly the same idea. There's no distinction between the luchos ha'edus and the egel. If we carry out the mitzvah Hashem, then the luchos take on, obviously, a tremendous religious kind of significance. But if chas v'shalom is not a tzibur Hashem, then it's no different than the egel, as Ibn Ezra says it explicitly. So it's all based on kashiva shatzibur Hashem as Moshe. Sula Medrash many years ago, on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Smolo tachas haroshi v'imino techapkeni. So the Medrash writes, Smolo tachas haroshi, that refers to luchos v'shoynes, that my left hand, Smolo, or his left hand, tachas roshi, refers to luchos v'shoynes, v'imino techapkeni, and the right hand embraces me. So this is a very fascinating statement. Namely, as you all know, undoubtedly, yamin is considered to be more chashim than Smol. Yamin represents me the sarachamim, and Smol represents me the sadin, and it seems a long tshuva. Even al pinigle, in Meshadoba, we discussed the distinction between Yamin and Smol. Chazal tell us that luchas achronos were much greater than luchas rishonos, although in terms of its kedusha, in terms of the etzem, the essential kedusha that's embedded in the luchos, no question that luchas rishonos were much greater, because the pasuk says, v'aluchos michtav elokimu, that it was the ksav of Hashem Yisbarach. Masha'en came, the luchos achronos, the way the psukim write, and the way the psukim in Ekev, and the Medrash writes also in Pashas Ekev, that why were they broken, the luchos rishonos, and why do we have luchos achronos? Because Moshe told Moshe, ilu chatzavta behem, v'yagata behem, nitzahata behem, lo yisa shomra. Had you invested energy and effort, luchos rishonos came as a matnas elokim, it came as a matan of Hashem Yisbarach, and usually, that which we get as a matana was known in the Kabbalistic terminology as namad kisufa. So that's something which is never generally appreciated. Gemara says in Hamafkin that other words of the kapshalo yesu mitisha kamisha chavero, because it's something that I'm mashkiyin. What I'm mashkiyin usually has a much greater value than that which I'm not mashkiyin. So the luchas achrenes came with a lot of yigia, and therefore that remains. And mashenke luchas vishenes I was given before me when Rashi goes to the chalyofim latzius. It was not given, both in Tzanua, it was given Bufumbi, it was given in Be'esh, in a multi-colored, multi-hued kind of setting, so that did not be made. Okay, Ayotzi Mikol Dvarei, you know, this is just a little akdama to what I want to talk about, and that is to say that we have, in effect, a very important yesod, namely the Chenta Egel, which came about as a result of doing things without Tzibi Hashem, without consulting Gedolei Yisrael. I'm not getting into the issue now of Aaron HaKohen, that's for a separate discussion, and exactly how we tried to deal with the Cheder Egel. But we see as a result of all this, and now you have an item number three, you can see the Psukim, that what happened after the Cheder Egel. The aftermath of the Cheder Egel is catastrophic. Now we find Moshe, Yikach HaSa'oil, I'm reading three. V'notolo v'chus ha'machane ha'archeik min ha'machane. V'koro lo oil moyed, v'oil kol mevakash Hashem, yitzel lo oil moyed, Hashem v'chus ha'machane. So Chazal say, the Klal Yisrael were benidui. They were essentially excommunicated. And the Gemara says, menuda l'rav, menuda l'talmid. If the Rebbe is menuda, that represents as well a nidui to the Talmud as well. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu, as you can see from the Psukim, he's still in direct communication with Hashem Yisbarach, but b'chutz ha'machaneh. No longer b'toch ha'machaneh, no longer the kind of Ashuas Hashchina. And Chazal actually indicate where the Pasuk says over here, v'yibitach harei Moshe, ad bo elo, yesh dorshin l'shevach, yesh dorshin l'gnai, your famous Gemara. There are two different interpretations of that. The Gemara in Kedushin, Rashi quotes part of it. Rashi says, if you see an Av Bezdin walking, so you have to stand, you have to get up. There's a din, you're supposed to stand for an Av Bezdin till 4 hours. But with the Nosi, then the halacha is that Achi is kasim eino. The only time you can sit down again is only when literally you see him at a distance, and then you have to stand up already. Similar to a concept of a Rav Mubak. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of the Cheder Egel, here we see what happened. So now I want to examine a series of psukim that have been my entire life mystifying beyond mystifying. And I decided to explore it this evening. I've been thinking about it for many decades, but we'll attempt to see if we can deal with these psukim. If you look again at number three, I blocked out the psukim right before Yud Aleph and Pukim. V'divrei Hashem Moshe panim al panim, kashi yedav yishoveh v'shava l'machaneh. V'shos Yehoshua ben Nun na'al yomosh mitochoh. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of his madrega, vasbaklaya mi'ira, that remains. But you see that Klal Yisrael knew that. They have to literally travel in order to be able to communicate with Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu's menuda, menuda l'rab, menuda l'talmid. And now we have a series of psukim that are, I would say, almost inexplicable, mystifying beyond mystifying, a total mystery, shrouded in complete mystery. And I will show you the difficulties that are embedded in these psukim. I'm reading starting from Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayom Moshe al Hashem. So now Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rei ato omer elai, what are you telling me? You're telling me, Ha l'sarom hazeh, that I have a mission to carry out. This is again upon the heels of the Cheder Egel, as I mentioned. And Moshe Rabbeinu is now told, Ha l'sarom hazeh, ba'atah lo datani, es asher tishlachim me. But you have not informed me, you have not told me exactly whom you're going to send with me. Which means that the way Rashi comments over here, Moshe Rabbeinu has a status clearly, namely that clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu has a special relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So what exactly is this pasuk telling us? So Rashi right away comments that Ata Omer Elai, what did you say? You said earlier in Perachot Gimel, I'm no longer going to accompany you directly, but rather, it's now going to be through the Levi of a Malach. Now, exactly when this happened, we showed him talk a lot about the context and talking about the specific time period. And the Pashas are referring to Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Yizayim B'Tammuz. Pashas didn't really have to tell you, Bayal Moshe El Hashem. Or by Yom Elav, Re'ato Me'elai, because again, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu is at Har Sinai, there's a direct communication with Hashem. And now, Re'ato Lo Datani, it's Hashem Tishlach in me. Means, what did you tell me earlier on in Mishpat Berach of Gimli? You told me, Hina Nochi Sholech Malach. So Rashi says, Ein Zeh Odo, She'en Ani Chavitzmo. I don't want this. I don't want this kind of Livui. I'm not interested in this kind of Livui. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see in a moment in Pasuk Beis, Hashem told him, "B'shalachti l'fanecha malach." He tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to send the malach to accompany you. So exactly who is this malach So Chazal say, the Ramban and the Rambam, Kimal or Rishonim understand that there were two requests Moshe Rabbeinu made. One was Hodienu Nostra Achecha, which essentially means, how will I connect with Hashem? How do I dialogue with Hashem? How do I communicate with Him? Ve'edacho lemanem tzachem ve'enecho, urei kiam chagoy hazeh. So what does Hashem tell him? Vayomer panai yelecho v'anichos iloch. The way the Targum translates over here, panai yelecho v'anichos iloch, I'm not going to send the malach, but rather, I myself am going to go. Vayomer yeloch. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Imein panecha holchim al talinu mizeh. Moshe Rabbeinu is pretty clear about the matter, that I'm not interested in the malach. I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accompany Klal Yisrael, accompany me. Uvamei vodai yifonki matzasichem be'enech ani v'amecha, halo belechtecha imanu. That will be a sign that we have found favor in your eyes if you accompany us. V'niflinu ani v'amcha mikol ha'om asher al penehu adoma. This also needs a lot of explication and explanation. And that's essentially that I'm asking you that the Shechina should not rest on Umos Ha'ilam, but rather only on Klal Yisrael. So there's a bit of a problem here. On the one hand, as you can see from the psukim that are found here in item number 3, first of all, again, we'll mention there are two requests. I actually boxed them out over here in number 3. One is Hodienu Nostra Achecha, the other is Hayu Nos Kodecha. The second request is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be able to connect with the essence of Hashem Yisbarach. One request was answered in the affirmative, the other one was declined by Hashem, namely, that I should know your essence, that the response is clearly, that says a bit later, that's Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim that I found in this week's parsha. The way to connect with Hashem is through His attributes, Imatati Odei, Mahu Avata, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that His Midos, we have to emulate the Midos of Hashem Yisbarach. Now, what's going on here is simply not necessarily so clear, because we know that Hashem says, I'm going to send the Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu clearly is not interested in the Malach. And even though prior to this, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Klal Yisrael is Menudeh, but Moshe Rabbeinu still has a Panim El Panim encounter with Hashem Yisbarach, as we saw, that even though he's Mechutz HaMachaneh, but we have there, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kivlo Moshe Ha'ola, Yerid Amun Ha'onan, Ruach Kolom Ki Amun Ha'onan, V'dibre Hashem Moshe Panim El Panim, Kashi Davi Shoreel. So his situation has not changed. He's still the same Panim El Panim encounter, but the problem is that what is going on in this dialogue between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem says, I'll send you a Malach. Moshe says, no, I'm not interested in a Malach. I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I continue further, and what goes on now, starting from Pasuk Yitzayim, you can see it on the sheet in front of you. V'yom Hashem HaMoshe Gam Esadav Razah Ashi Dibarta Eseh Ki Matzah Sechein Be'inai V'aydacha V'sheik. And then Moshe Rabbeinu has a number of requests. V'yomer Harini Nos Kodecho, what I mentioned a moment ago, and Hashem tells him, V'chanosi Es Asher Achom V'richanti Es Asher Achem, but he tells him, V'osuch Alaros Et Ponoi Ki Leirani Yonu V'choi. What I just mentioned, that the second request was essentially answered with a niet. It was declined. There's no way you can actually connect with the essence of Hashem Yisbarach. And then Hashem tells him, he named a komiti, and he tzat al atzur, v'ya ba'amor kvodi v'samtichav nikras atzur, v'sakosi chapi alech ad obri, and v'asirosi is kapit number 4, v'isa sachoroi, ufanai lo yiro. So what I have difficulty with over here for many, many years is on the one hand, as I said, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that after the Egel, Hashem told him, lech rei. Lech rei, says Rashi, lech rei bigdulasno. Because your entire gedula was only given to you, the manigud was only given to you because you are, in effect, directing Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael fought from the Madrega, as a result of the Cheder Egel, so then you can no longer be on that Madrega. And yet, at the same time, the Torah says, V'divre Hashem Moshe, panim el panim, kashe da b'shoreo. How do you reconcile those two conflicting desiderata? Tells him, lech rei bidulasa, and part of that gedula is the aspakla and the ira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then, at the same time, V'divre Hashem Moshe, panim el panim, and Yeshua ben Nun, he's clinging to Moshe, lo yomish v'tach ha'oyel. He was so overcome by the Hashmo of Hashem is brought to Moshe, he can't even move from the spot. On the other hand, V'divre Hashem Moshe is Lashon Kosher. Even though it says panim el panim, the word dibur, or the verb actually, Dalet Bet Reish, as Yadua. You have a similar Rashi, of course, in Yisrael, called Samala Bes Yaakov, Besanglim Le Yisrael, Amir Loshen Rako, Haggadah is Loshen Kosher, the Beis Nami Gemara Chula, Yesh Begin the Nisim Tam, Yesh Begin the Nisim Tam, but whatever the case is, the word Dalet Bet Reish also indicates Loshen Kosher. So on the one hand, B'divra Hashem and Moshe, and yet Panim Aponim. How's it possible to have Loshen Kosher, and yet Panim Aponim, Kashir Dabi Shaveh? Also a bit of a dilemma. Beyond that, Moshe Rabbeinu Menudah, Menudah L'Rab, Menudah L'Talmud, Klal Yisrael Anam Mukhrab, Klal Yisrael are essentially excommunicated. And why? So basically what Hashem is basically asking Moshe Rabbeinu, what's, you're no longer, shall we say, part of my connection, my inner connection, you lost that. So basically what I'm trying to present here, Moshe Rabbeinu is in a dilemma. He sees in mixed messages being sent to him by Hashem Yisbarach. And Moshe Rabbeinu is harching ben amachaneh. On the other hand, re'atom elai halas amazeh. Basically, what is Moshe Rabbeinu being told by Hashem? Why are you estranging yourself from these people? Hashem is sending him all kinds of mixed messages. I'm interpreting the parasha. Hope you don't mind. This is after 50 years of looking at the parasha. Anyway, so there seems to be, as I said, on the one hand, a taina Moshe Rabbeinu, how come you don't want to be with Klal Yisrael? And on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending in the message that you have to be harchek ben amachaneh, and that's what goes on here. The psukim say v'yata lo datani esa shetishlachi me. And as essentially, I can't be mekabel this yediyah v'shalachti l'vanar malach that if I'm going to be the manik, I have to be panim al poter. So you said you'll send a malach, but that's a stira. I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be together with me. I don't want a malach. I don't need a malach to go ahead, and I don't need any kind of shulchan. I want you to be manashon. V'yato amartu yidaticha b'shem. Daticha b'shem means clarity. The way Rabban writes in Chumash, beginning of Bereishis. V'yikra adam shemos. Rabban claims that each animal is named, and okay, this people, keseder, that's another separate shir, that needs a lot of discussion, because since he was nifter, his yahrzeit is around now, so there were many young men in my yeshiva the last 23 years who went to Rav Chaim Kineski with their fathers, and Rav Chaim told them to change their names. Their names are not acceptable. So then they came to me and asked me, what should they do? And parents were mortified because named after the aunt or the uncle, all kinds of names that people have. So I'm not here to, in any way, I'm not involved in any conflict with Maran Sarah Teva, Rav Chaim Kineski. I'm a bit smarter than that. So I said, the fellow, there are many Dalit Yisrael who don't agree with him. You have to change your name. Kachamati. So the Rabbi and my yeshiva were mortified. How could you argue with Rav Chaim Kineski? Chas v'shalom. I'm not arguing with him. The Dalit Yisrael argue with him. I'm not listening to all the Dalit Yisrael who don't agree with him on this particular matter. That person gives a name. The name comes again. This now Al Pi Hakabbalah. It's not my area. And the Lomid Bachev is there, but it comes Al Pi Ruach Hakodesh. Rabban Chumash Vayikra Adam Shemos. He talks the name actually that comes to a person the moment he's at the bris. So the person is born. Let's say a young woman. That name is the essence of that individual and has carries with it tremendous charisma and the like. I think I mentioned once I was at a bris and I first came to Eretz Yisrael. A Sfardi bris. There was some Sfardi fellow who I actually got to know because he provided some service to the yeshiva. He invited me to the bris of his son, and the tzaddik was Hagoyin Hatzadik Amorich Aliyah Zatzal. And this fellow is an interesting fellow. And at the bris, the time came to name the child. So he named him using a name that's found in Chumash of Nimro! Mashen Nimro! So on the spot, Amorich Aliyah said, Chas v'shalom, Chas v'halilah. He named him. He gave him another name, Eliyahu, Nikrado Eliyahu. I didn't say a word. I was astounded by the whole presentation. Lo yecholiyot, shem kenimro, Hashem Eusha. That's what he said on the spot. So that was the end of that name. Anyway, so I asked this Friday fellow afterwards, he continued to serve as a yeshiva. How did you accept that? He says, Harav, ani yechol lachlok ala gadol hazeh. He says, lo shayach, lo matchil. The fellow was not such a Masorati person, but Eliyahu issued the psak, and there's no Nimrod. There's only Eliyahu. Anyway, Bikitsur, there's a Hodiyim Noas Drachecha. Basically, what is Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hashem? Please clarify me what is going on over here. Hodiyim Noas Drachecha, I don't get it. All kinds of mixed messages are being sent to me. How am I supposed to, shall we say, approach you, Hashem? On the one hand, I still got the ponim upon it, but it's rachak min amachadeh. On the other hand, you're sending me a malach, no longer you. No, I don't like that. I want your accompaniment. I want to be accompanied by Hashem's baruch in a direct kind of way. So that's essentially what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking. And Hashem says, ponay elechu v'anichaisilach over here. He said, Rashi learns like the Targum Onkelos. The Gemara actually has, the Gemara says, ponay elechu v'anichaisilach, mar brachas, is a lashon of kas. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem says, wait till my ponim shol kas, shall we say, dissipates. Ponay elechu v'anichaisilach. Wow. So what did Hashem answer him? The answer is, you give him Yidush HaRachamim, that even that which is din, is really Rachamim. I've said over many times from Hagoyin, Rahman Hakoyin Pam Zatzal. We say it actually in the Mizmor Liyom Sheni. Diminu Elokim Chastecha B'Kerech Lech. Often we see something that seems to us to be Midas Adin. Elokim represents Midas Adin, the figure of Rav Sheni. But really, if we have a more panoramic kind of perspective, which means many more years, and look back and see what Hashem did, Chastecha B'Kerech Lech. I'm involved with a lot of young people, Baruch Hashem, and often I can tell you a few cases where they were pursuing a certain shidduch, and they were certain that this shidduch is Gan Eden Atachton. Ain't shum safek. The only problem is the girl didn't think so. So it's a bit of a problem. The other side, you need, I believe, it takes two to tango, you need shnei tzlodim, and the Tzad Hasheni was not so into it. That's an understatement of the year. So I have a few talmidim, they pursue them like the dickens. Against Avila Chosid, but they're not familiar with Avila Chosid. So Avila Chosid comes to Chaisorah, the Psukim, indicate there, Vimlo, we have to Yom HaSmol. You have to learn to accept reality. Someone said no to you. I'm not saying you shouldn't continue to try the Ishtadlis, but there were two or three guys who pursued this young woman who said no to them for over a year. Why would they do something like that? The answer is because, unfortunately, they didn't have the proper perspective on these matters. Listen, no is no. And how many times did he say no? And anyway, in all three cases that I'm familiar with, they ended up marrying someone, and they told me it's clear that Rebbe Shalom was the one. I'm happy they were masking to Gemaras and to Chazals and Pesukim in Tanakh, Baruch Hashem, May Hashem Yatzar Adavar. But Dimin Elokim, that which we think is Minas Adin, namely no, is Chazdecha B'Kerech HaLech HaZofen, the Ches of Hashem is Baruch. I can bring many rights for this. Okay, so the point that apparently Hashem told him is that, and that's what he says here in the Yud Gimel Shavachim, which is on the lower left-hand corner, item number 4, Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachim Lechanun, Erech Hapayim, Vachesev Emes, Notzen Chesev Alofim. And as I said, the Hashem Yisbarach operates, doesn't operate the way we would like him to operate. We would like to see either pure Rachamim, that's the ideal, or maybe pure din, so we know exactly what's going on. It's a very famous comment at the beginning of Vayera, I've spoken about in the past. Vayera l'Avram ha'yisav yakob v'kel shakai, yishmi Hashem lo nodati lehen. So, Vayidabri alukim l'moshe, as the pasuk before, Vayom yolav ani Hashem. So the Magid, who appeared to the Beis Yosef, told the Beis Yosef the following. And that's the comment of the Magid in the Sefer Yavi, you probably read, Magid Meshorim, I assume one of your many readings probably you came to that too. I actually bought the Sefer 55 years ago, because it was mentioned by Hagoyin, Rabbi Hakohen Pam, I bought it on the spot. I bought the Sefer, I actually read the whole Sefer. So what a fantastic Sefer. That's a lot of very fascinating things, very colorful things. If you want nothing to do tonight, maybe you should buy the Sefer and read it tonight. Anyway, Vayidabri Elokim Elmoshe, Dibur Loshin Kosher, Elokim Midas Adin, Vayyam Elov, Ani Hashem, Amir Loshin Vaka, Hashem Midas Arachamim, what is going on here? So the Magid told the Beis Yosef the following. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. We shouldn't talk a lot about this. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, think, said the Magid to the Beis Yosef, interpreting the Psukim, you think that Hashem operates, either it's all Midas Adin, or it's all Midas Arachamim, with crystal clarity. And to quote one of my Talmidim, who speaks English very fluently, that ain't the way Hashem operates. That's how he speaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not operate with pure Midas Adin, pure Midas Arachamim. Everything is Mu'urav, everything is Mu'urbav, Amol Midas Arachamim, Amol Midas Adin, sometimes together. Sometimes you can't see the, let's say, you don't, it looks like it's all night, then there's some light here and there. That's the way Hashem Yisbarach operates, till the ultimate Gula. Then, V'hoyolei Sarah V'ye'or, the Pasuk says, that will be yours. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu is mystified, but it seems to be conflicting the Siddurata, on the part of Hashem Yisbarach. And the answer is no, it's not conflicting the Siddurata. Ribbono Hashem created the world. Biyom Bero Hashem Elokim Eretz Yisrael. Before He was going to create the world, with Midas Adin. And Gemara Menachas, Perek Aleph Bereishis. Rabbi Soloveitchik's famous typology. That the first chapter was Elokim, all Midas Adin. But then the Ribbono Hashem realized in Perek Beis, as my Talmud says, it ain't going to work. And so Biyom Bero Hashem Elokim Eretz Yisrael. He decided a hybrid is better. A hybrid of Hashem Elokim Eretz Yisrael. We have need a combination of two things. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. So Midas Adin is perfection. Midas Arachim is compromise. And that's Hashem, Hashem, Hashem Kedem Achet, Hashem Lacha Achet, as Chazal in Rosh Hashanah, as Chazal Kamen. So in fact, that's exactly this Shituf, Arachim and Medin, Lefi Ani Yuzdaiti, is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though it would be ideal if we could somehow literally have the Midas Arachim Hashem is Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke, on an ongoing kind of basis, and that could be the Mida that we operate with. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. Now, if you look at Rashi throughout these psukim, and also the Ramban, especially the Ramban, the one who really comments al pi derech ha'emes, and also he comments simply al pi nigla. So, starting from Pasuk Yizayin, here in Perek Lamigil. Ve'yom Hashem Moshe, gam es hador hazeh shedibar te ese, ki matzo sechein be'einai, vo'eidu acho b'shem. Vayomar, harein yinoz kodecho. Means again, Moshe wanted to see the cover of Hashem, that's Maklai and Ira, in the fullest, most fulsome kind of way. Vayomer ani abir kol tuvi al panecha, and the kavasi l'shem Hashem l'panecha, namely, the chanosi es Hashem ocham, v'vichamti es Hashem arachem, basically what Hashem told him, that I'm going to teach you Seder HaTfilah. Namely, you mentioned the schusavos, that you think that there's no longer any hope. No, ani abir kol tuvi al panecha, the Karasi B'Shem, Hashem Levanecha, namely, even the Maschus service is no longer operative, there's still a Seder of HaKoshas Rachamim. And that's the Yigimul Milo Shavachamim, and if you somehow invoke them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to your supplication. So even, again, Sha'avir Koltubi Alpanecha, but it's not going to be what you want. Vayomer Hashem Inim Akomi Tim Nitzatel Atzur, this is another difficult a series of psukim, Chazal, who mekayim shalayla, meinayla mekaymai, but b'avor kvodi, b'nikras hatsur, somehow it's hidden, v'haya b'avor kvodi, v'sakosi chapi olecha ad ovri, v'asivosi eskapi, v'raisa sachor, v'yufana, there you go, because we don't have that fulsome vision of Hashem Yisbarach, and then, as I said, we have the parasha of the luchos, the second luchos, but these luchos are based on psolucha, these luchos are based on Moshe Rabbeinu Yigia and Amola, and then in the middle there you have the psukim that deal with Yigil Mino Shavachamim, and that's essentially what the how the Yibano Shal wants us to connect with him, to relate to him, Davka through Yigil Mino Shavachamim. But even Yigil Mino Shavachamim, as I mentioned the Gemara before in Brachas, that one's going to go through the whole Gemara, but it will take me too much time. So that Gemara also clearly indicates, as I said, that there's elements of Zam over here that I found Bichlal the Psukim. But I want to just comment on one more thing which I think is very beautiful. Among the Psukim here, the Torah said, V'niflino aniva amcha mikolam asher pnei adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was as followed, Ishibino hashuas hashchina ani umas ha'olam. Period. Hashuas hashchina should be directed to Klal Yisrael. Well, it could be, and now I'm, shall we say, engaging in a bit of speculation, if you don't mind, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was had prescience that ultimately there will be a religion that will see themselves as supplanting the Jewish people. I'm talking about Catholicism and the like. That's how they see themselves. And there'll be no need for, they're known actually for their antinomian stance, that is to say, no need for any practical mitzvahs. They are more orthodox than orthoprax. We are more orthoprax than orthodox. Namely, that our focus is on mitzvahs. We also have a theology. We also have, the Rambam has, in the Mishnah and Chelek, call yourself Yeshel Chelek Lom Haba. Said the Rambam, anyone who believes you, Gimel Ikrim, Yeshel Chelek Lom Haba. That's what the Rambam calls, Mi Shemachuna B'Shem Yisrael, one who believes you, Gimel Ikrim. So that's a person does not believe you, Gimel Ikrim, but he's a Shemitah Mitzvahs. Ein Lo Chelek Lom Haba. It's amazing that someone discussing Yom Purim, there was a very well known professor here in SSL, a genius. He didn't observe Purim. He dodged Purim. On Yudalid, he went to Tesvav. And on Tesvav, he was in Yudalid. He wanted to avoid the Yom Purim. He didn't subscribe to Purim. He felt there was a day that was not in sync with our at least from his perspective, with his overall geist, or his overall Velchan. I read what he wrote about Purim. He was not happy about Purim. He felt it was completely antagonistic to our understanding, or to his understanding, shall we say, what the Jewish religion is all about. Anyway, so the Christians, the Catholics are not into what is called orthoprax. They're more into orthodox. They're into dogma. Now, Salvezhi was very, he pointed out, he was against Yigdal. Adenella was very much in favor of. That's what I used to say till I arrived here. I still say it, don't worry about it. After davening, I said Adenella. That's what he's supposed to do. That's a Gemara. And Yigdal was completely opposed to it. I don't think we say Yigdal.
The Rizal was opposed
what?
To it. The Rizal was opposed to it.
What was that?
The Rizal was opposed to it, but the Shla did say.
Who was opposed to it?
Ariza.
Ari,
the Stipler also came out against it. The Rav felt that the author of Yigdal did not understand Yud Gimel Yikur Nahama. He didn't understand it. The Rav did spell it out exactly where his lack of understanding lied. But also, the Salvation felt that this was Lahabdil, a problem of Chukasaku. Why? It's like in the church. You go Lahabdil, and you have to, what's called a catechism, which basically means you simply articulate all the dogma of the church, and once you do that, say a few Hail Marys, and everything is fine, then you can go ahead like there was a Generalissimo Franco, he was actually the Prime Minister of Spain, after he would say his few Hail Marys and declare his dogma, then he went on a killing spree, killing half the country, etc., etc. So that's exactly where orthoprax, orthodox, is different than orthoprax. We are orthoprax, we're into mitzvahs, we're not into catechisms, and Rabbi Solomon, he thought it was Chukas Akum. And he thought that the fellow didn't understand Bechlal. He actually claimed, I don't know if he knows how he knew this, that the author of Yigdal was Rabbi Emanuel Miroma. And he wrote love poetry. He's mentioned Hilchos Shabbos actually by the Mechaber as that which you should not learn. That's what he claimed. I once heard him say that a few times. The disciple also I saw, supposedly, you mentioned Rabbi Weiss, the Ari HaKadosh. Whatever the case is, that despite the fact Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to prevent such an error. So, V'niflin Radiv Yamcha, we call him Hashem Pnei Adama, that in effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after the Cheder Egel, by Nochem Hashem, Al Rosh, Adi Belas HaZamo, a Rebbe used to say, no matter how big Klal Yisrael is, the Umas all about worse. There's a Rebbe I had in third grade, that's all we sang all day was, Shalom HaSandi Goy, Kol Mayom Mikol HaLayla. And so I don't think I learned anything but that nigga of Shalom HaSandi Goy with him. So, when you flee around Diva Amcha, we call him Hashem Pnei Adama, he's a Chassidisha. So the biggest rise from the Cheder Egel. Hashem still retains us as his nation, Klal Yisrael. Obviously we are Am Segula, and we are a nation which is Lonetzach, and Hashem will not exchange us for any other nation. So even though it's true, there are Am Kshere Vato, Ben Achel Chob Adorech, Hine Anochi Shalach Malach Vonecho, I'm going to give you a bit of a knas, I'm going to give you, but at the end of the day, that Moshe Rabbeinu is still Haridinos Kvodecho, he sees the opportunity. He sees the opportunity to still connect to Hashem is Barach. Okay, and here there is what to discuss. Actually, maybe it isn't what to discuss. Vayomer Harini Nos Kvodecha. Unkelus has a translation, and Rashi also. Ra Moshe Shoya Eis Ratzom. He saw that his words are being miscalled on the part of Hashem is Barach. Vaheshiv Lisho Laharos Maros Kvodei. There's a long nitzib over here that means Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch has to be with us. Even if we are going to be a chayte, but HaKadosh Baruch should be misnayeg with us with the midah of Tiferes, which is beyond the midah sadin. Even though we are deserving somewhat of midah sadin, but we should be zochet to the midah of Tiferes. There's a famous Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, it's quoted by the Rambam, actually, Hilchos Tshuva, HaNe'olavim Ve'enim Olvim, Shem Chaposim Ve'enim Hashivim, Aisim Mi'ava V'smechem Yisurim, Aleim HaKosim Ve'enim Ve'ava, Kitzes Hashem Yishbik Vuroso. That's a high madrega, which means that we're talking about even though I may have a titan on someone internally, but I won't respond to his insults. That takes an enormous amount of gura. But obviously the higher madrega is not even feeling any pain in person's heart. That's the midah of Tiferes. That's how the Mekubalim, right? The tzibah over here on the Haimidava, that's how we discuss the midah of Tiferes. All the midahs come back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this midah is called Kavod Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem Yisbarach to deal with us at that higher level. So essentially the way I'm interpreting the psukim in this parasha, the back and forth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem is Barach. Hashem felt the need to, on the one hand, we should be given some onesh, some knas, so there is a distance. Hachik Menamachem, Menuda Lerab, and Hinei Anochi Shalech Malach Chvanecha, I'm not going to accompany you, but at the end of the day, Nesach Yisrael Yishakim. The Rebbeinu Shem cannot abandon Klal Yisrael, B'shum Panim Ba'ifem, Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Panecha, somehow the Midah Sarachim will be invoked, and Yudgil Midah Sarachim will come to the fore, but of course, obviously, there's going to be a constant interspersing of Midah Sadid, Midah Sarachim, and it's not going to be, as I mentioned, the Magid, something which is a linear, a clear cup. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with Klal Yisrael. But at the end of the day, we know that, as Chazal say, Il Moli Miko Kosev Yev Shel Omro, Molame, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Echel Yispalel, and he showed the Midah Sarachamim, and that's the ultimate Midah, which is why Klal Yisrael still is able, Baruch Hashem, to sustain itself, the Netzach Netzachim, Amen V'Yomim.
So bottom line, with Moshe Rabbeinu's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu between was there final upon him or not?
The answer is yes. With Moshe Rabbeinu specifically, it was final upon him.
Even throughout the time.
That's right. But with Klal Yisrael, there was obviously.
Was there a difference in that quality of final upon him?
That's hard to know. Back the pasuk says, "Yidivah Hashem Moshe upon him kashay davin shaveh." So clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's barucha, but as far as the aspaklay amira, that remained with him.
So what's never lost it? That's the part of lechrei.
The only time that you see that there is perhaps, and this is a whole discussion in the Rishonim, after the Pesukim Dvarim, there was an interregnum of 38 years with the Hesed Panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not communicate with Klal Yisrael. Now the question is, they did not communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu, Machlokes HaRishonim. Being Machlokes HaRishonim, there are a lot of diukim lekan ulekan, whether Moshe Rabbeinu was also, because Menudah L'Rab, Menudah L'Talmid, or no, it could be that the pasuk says over there in the Dvarim, I don't have it right in front of me now. It says after this whole the Torah in the beginning of the Dvarim, where we use the whole episode of the Raglim, the Chedegel, the whole thing, and then there was a 38 year period with Hester upon him. Mm-hmm. That's a Tesis in Bar Basra, the whole sugi where they would dig their kever, and that next morning they would hit the kever, etc., etc. And it's twice in Shas that Chazal. And it looks like, that, wow, there's no communication whatsoever. It's pretty sad, pretty, shall we say, sorrowful. But it could be that still, with Moshe Rabbeinu, there was still communication. That's what's not Machlokes HaRishonim. I can discuss that also in his good shir. There is a kind of look at.
The second request of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem should be just with Am Yisrael and not with the Goyim, how did Hashem...
No, the two requests were, request number one, is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, how do I connect with you? So Hashem said, the answer is to you give me the Shavachim. All the Rishonim write that. They go look at every Rishon on this Pasha, Rabbein Bechayim, Ramban, Erechayim, HaKadosh, every single Rishon indicates that's the way we communicate with Hashem, by following His attributes. The second request was that basically, show me your essence. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the 49th level, but the 50th level was not granted to him. Ramban, Lakdoma, Alatera, gracious, and Ramban over here as well. So that, Hashem said, no. But Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level next to, literally, the 50th level, which is essentially knowing the essence of Hashem. But part of this discussion is what you mentioned, namely, B'niflino, Aniv Amcha, he wanted that Klal Yisrael should be the ones that are Roy Fashras Hashchina, and was that answered? Ain't Shom Sofek. We are under the Hashras Hashchina, Shinta B'Galusa, wherever we go, the Shchina goes with us, Ani Hashem Hashemim Mam B'Sarv Tu Masam Kalani Merishi Kalani Mizoya Gimorat Sanhedrin Hoshana Rabba. That and one of the Hoshanas of Chaim Shulevitz Zatzal, famous Shmuz, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu went down to Mitzrayim, the Ramban Vayigash, the concept of Yiridu Tzorich Aliyah, he goes down into the, shall we say, into the quagmire with us. Mitzrayim is a Beis HaKvaros, that and yet the Bosham Moshe Ma'adav Lemon, the Medrash Rabbah beginning of Parshas Shmos, the Medrash Rabbah compares it to Moshe L'Kohen, Shenotlo Tumosa L'Beis HaKvaros. The Tumah pulls Beis HaKvaros. Yiman Shabbos Chafei. Mishmeres Tumosa, Kasim Medaber. Tumah requires Shmira. Intrinsically, it requires Shmira. So what is the Kohen Gadol supposed to do? Shall I go into Beis HaKvaros? I'm not allowed. And the other, my Tumah is there. Who is the Tumah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right beginning of Bereshis. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tumoso. Pasuk Yimeo. Kaloichon Neshavu. Ro, Tom Aleim Nu Hashem. We are the Tumah of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to go into the Beis HaKvaros and the Mitzrayim to rescue his Tumah. You read the Tzorech Aliyah, so Ramban of Ayigash, that's the Mishnah, Sug Yimakis, the second parak. You read the Tzorech Aliyah, so that's what Hashem does. Says Rav Chaim Shul Levitz, Hotzeisi Eschem, Nokub Vehutzeisi Yitchem. I'm with you. Ima Aleich Vitzor. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with us all the way. That's been the Flea Aliyah Amcha, Al Pnei Adamah.